Fans, it's great to have you back with us as we get ready for Giants baseball, Giants and Diamondbacks, game two of this three-game series. A pleasure to bring in Rick Riz. He is the play-by-play voice of the Seattle Mariners, a good friend. We love having him on the show. Rick Riz, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Baseball Monty. How you doing? It's great to be with you and talk with you and my buddies, John Miller, Dave Fleming, Hype, Kruko. I mean, you guys do a great job on radio and television over there. So it's nice to be with you, buddy.
Well, I appreciate it. It's great to have you on. And what a year for the Seattle Mariners. And it's been a long time. You know, we go through all these things on TV. It's been 20 years, 21 years since the Mariners have been in playoff contention. And here you are, 10, 11 games to go, and you're in great position here.
We really are. This has been an exciting year. It's been a long time coming. The last year was that historical year in 2001 when the Mariners won a major league record 116 games. So Scott Servais has done a great job with his team. Jerry DePoto, an amazing job of putting this club together. The veterans with the youth on the team, and now they're knocking on the door right there in the precipice to get to the playoffs for the first time in a while. It's pretty exciting, and the fans are responding as well. We've had some great crowds out of T-Mobile Park, finishing up a road trip here in Kansas City, our last one of the regular season here in the next few days. I can't wait to get back home to see the excitement of the crowds at the ballpark, but they've really played well. The pitching has been outstanding. The starters, the bullpen has been incredible. They catch the ball. They have one of the best defenses in baseball. When you do that, you win.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Big news today, and I thought maybe the best trade of anyone over the trade deadline this year was getting Luis Castillo. We love we love him, former Giant. And now Mariners are going to announce today a big signing.
Yeah, the Mariners are going to announce that they extended Luis Castillo's contract for 5 years through 2027 with options for 2028. And I think it's a great move by the ball club. It was, I think, the best trade at the trade deadline to acquire a veteran guy like that who is so good. He was outstanding with Cincinnati for many years, and he's done a great job for us. He went 8 scoreless innings in one game, a 13-inning game against the New York Yankees. So to have a guy locked up like that, to go with Robbie Ray, who they signed for the offseason, to a 5-year deal, the Cy Young Award winner last year was with Toronto, great young pitching like George Kirby, and Logan Gilbert, and Marco Gonzalez, and it's just it's one of the best rotations in all of baseball. But to lock him down says something about the commitment of the organization, that they want this guy around for a long time. They're going to be very, very good for a long time, compete, you know, year after year. But it also says a lot about Luis Castillo, who he is, and that he wants to be here, you know, for the next 5 years and counting. So I think it's just a great move on the part of the ball club and for Luis.
You know, it's a great pitcher. You love his changeup. How do you like seeing that?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, his changeup is 89, 90 miles an hour to go along with a two-seam fastball, Marty, that moves 98 miles an hour, that moves about a foot and a half into a right-handed hitter. I never seen a fastball that moves that well into a right-handed hitter at 98 miles an hour. Usually it gets up the home plate pretty straight for a lot of guys, but not his. But he's got a four-seam fastball, the two-seamer. He's got a really good slider, but that changeup is just amazing, and that's why he gets so many swings and misses. He gets more swings and misses, I think, on that changeup than anybody.
Boy, great story. Great story. Rick Riz is with us. You know the voice, play-by-play voice of Mariners Radio. Rick, Julio Rodriguez, you know, we love seeing these young players break in, if it's Acuna or Soto, whoever it is, and the Mariners have Julio Rodriguez, but he's also got a bulky back right now. What's up with Julio Rodriguez?
Yeah, his back really tightened up earlier this year, and he had to sit out for about 3 or 4 games. We're hoping that he could come back, and he did. But, you know, a couple of days ago, he got a base hit into left field. We were in Oakland, and he raced into second base with an easy double. He hit a ground ball through the hole. It's short and went all the way to the wall. And then in the bottom of the inning, the Mariners got 3 runs in the top of the first. He goes out to center field, and he just wasn't right. He called timeout, had to walk off the field. Scott Servais with one of our trainers went out to go get him. So tightness in his back. Now here we are. The Mariners are fighting for getting in the playoffs for the first time. They want to make sure this kid is all right, you know, at the very, very end of the regular season and ready for the postseason. So it was a wise idea. Get him on the IL. Get him all ready to go for the postseason. And right now they have Eugenio Suarez on the IL. He can come off, I believe, on Tuesday when the Mariners get back home. So they miss two really key players in that starting lineup with the bat and with their glove and what they mean inside that clubhouse, the speed of Rodriguez. He's a 25-25 guy with stolen bases and home runs. He's going to be the American League Rookie of the Year, no doubt in my mind. But they just want to make sure that Julio is okay when he comes back and he's ready for that final push here.
Boy, interesting. As I said, Rick Riz with us. But the wild card race is still very much up in the air.
Yeah.
And folks should understand that. I always look at the loss column. Tampa Bay and Toronto, 67 losses. And the Mariners, 68. And you can't forget about the Orioles at 71.
No.
So you're still in, you know, you're still in a race here to make sure you get in.
Exactly. You're chasing, they're chasing Tampa Bay and Toronto. They're playing one another right now, so they have a chance to, you know, do some damage against each other. And the Mariners have a chance to make some ground. They've had a rough time against ball clubs under 500 on this road trip, so they need to, you know, win. And, and Baltimore just won't go away. They're hanging in there like crazy. And so it makes for an exciting finish here with the final, 12 games of the regular season. So we got ourselves a race, and the fans are enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. Every pitch, every play is relevant. Every game is relevant, and it's going to be fun the rest of the way, but they're going to get there.
What a great baseball city, Seattle, and to see the fans come back with all the excitement. It reminds me of 1995, and coincidentally today, our good friend Rich Waltz stopped by the booth. And I said, I'm going to have the Rizzer on. He says, just ask him about 1995, then the playoff game and your famous call. And take us back to 95, because this is almost like a sort of a throwback to that feeling, that emotion.
Exactly, because this club has the same qualities as that club in 1995. They just, in 95, they refused to lose. Jay Buhner said, the heck with the wild card, let's win this thing. And they had that great push in the toward the end of the season. Junior was hurt in May, came back 3 months later in the middle of August, and they ended up in a tie with the California Angels. And Randy Johnson pitched against Mark Langston in a winner-take-all one game to win the American League West, and Randy Johnson was Randy Johnson. He was great, and the Mariners won by a score of 9-1, but it was a 1-0 ball game in the bottom of the seventh inning with the bases loaded. Vince Coleman just lined out to Tim Salmon in right field, and the Mariners couldn't score. But then Luis Soho came up, and the very first pitch from Langston swung and hit a ground ball past J.T. Snow at first base, broke his bat, and it went down the right field line. Here comes Bowers, here comes Tito, here comes Joy. The throw home was cut off by Langston, relayed to the plate, got on by Allinson. Cora scored, here comes Soho. Soho scored, and everybody scored, and the Mariners won the game and won the American League West and went to the playoffs for the very first time. So it was a team that got the fans to the playoffs for the very first time. It was a team that saved baseball in the Northwest, Marty, because if they didn't do what they did, when they did it, and how they did it, we wouldn't be there. We'd probably be in Tampa Bay. But they had a vote on, you know, trying to raise enough funds to build a brand-new ballpark, and that failed by only 1,000 votes. But then the governor, Mike Lowry, got together, and they put it together, this creative package, to get the finances to build T-Mobile Park, and now we have one of the best baseball fields in all of baseball.
Wow, Rick Riz with us. It was great. Come on, your call is legendary. Rich Waltz, he did the whole call for me today. They all score.
Yeah, everybody scored. And then and we went to New York. We lost the first two games of the division series.
Wow.
Had to come back and win three, and Randy Johnson won game three. Edgar won game four with two home runs and seven RBIs. Then he won game five in the bottom of the 11th inning with a double down the left field line. And, man, the place went nuts. 56,000 fans. Couldn't even hear yourself think. Dave Niehaus, the Hall of Fame broadcaster, I was sitting right next to him. And I would literally have to just put my face next to his ear to shout something to him because it was so loud in the kingdom and so much fun. And we're going to relive that this year. It's going to be a lot of fun this year.
Yeah, very good. No, that's the good story of Seattle baseball. Rick, pitching is still the name of the game. And when I see the Mariners play, if it's on TV, wherever I'll see them, it's that bullpen. You come in and, you know, you get a lead in the sixth inning, and I'll see you later. And that's a key for me in these playoffs.
Oh, Marty, this is the best bullpen in the American League. There's no question in my mind, you know. Andres Munoz has been incredible. Here's a guy coming off of Tommy John surgery a few years ago. Jerry DePoto pulled off one of the best deals that he's ever made in 2020 when they traded away Austin Nola to San Diego for, and along with Danny Altuve and Austin Adams, for Ty France, Andres Munoz, Luis Torrens, and Taylor Trammell.
Wow.
And Ty France was an all-star this year. Munoz is the best reliever in the American League. Strikes everybody out. He's striking out about 40% of the batters he's faced. His best pitch is a slider, and this guy throws 102 miles an hour. To go along with, you know, Paul Sewald and Eric Swanson is getting everybody out. Penn Murphy's a great story. Didn't even go to spring training with us. Diego Castillo's been outstanding. And on and on and on. Everybody down to the bullpen has done a great job.
Boy, this is going to be exciting. All right, here's the big question. What's it going to take to beat Houston? Because Houston with Dusty and that pitching staff, I know you've played them a whole bunch of times this year. What would it take to beat the Astros?
Well, you got to pitch with them. You got to pitch with them, and you got to play, I think, small ball whenever you get an opportunity when you're facing, you know, those guys on that staff, you know, Verlander or Keedy, Framber Valdez, Garcia. You can't make a mistake. Once you get a runner on at second base, you got to get them in. You got to get them over. You got to, you know, score runs because they're going to be low scoring affairs. Because I think the Mariners pitching staff can match up with any staff in baseball. So it's going to be the little things. You got to do the little things right. With less than two outs, run around at third, get the ball in the air. You got to get that runner in from third base, and then turn it over to that bullpen, which has been so outstanding. It's going to be exciting. Hopefully, it comes to that. We'll wait and see.
Boy, it's going to be great. One last thing for Rick Riz here. Aaron Judge, what it's meant to baseball. Here we are in football season, and all the eyes are on Pujols, of course, last night. But Aaron Judge, too. What does that mean?
It means that I'm doing this interview with you right now, taping this interview, and I was watching the game between the Yankees at Yankee Stadium and the Boston Red Sox. The Maris family is there. He's trying to tie Roger Maris with his 61st home run. And Roger did it. You know, talk about numbers in baseball. He did it 61 years ago in 1961 against the Boston Red Sox, and he hit the number 61 off of Tracy Stollard. So it's great for baseball. What I love about the game of baseball is that the guys who play right now tie us in with generation after generation after generation. So we're going back how many years to 1961 today because of what Aaron Judge is doing today. I love the game of baseball. Pujols last night hitting .699 and .700 to join Barry Bonds and Hank Aaron and Babe Ruth. I love the history of the game, and we're living the history of the last couple of days. And we really live the history every day of the year because you never know when you come out to the ballpark what player is going to do something special to make new history. And I love this game.
Boy, the Mariner fans are lucky, Riz. Rick Riz, you're the best. The Rizzer, the best.
Stay Paul Monty. Thank you, buddy. Great talking with you, man.
All right, we'll catch up again. All right, that is Rick Riz, the voice of the Seattle Mariners. More coming up, KMBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.